News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a year on from when a fresh inquest into the deaths of 48 people in the 1981 Stardust fire began, they concluded yesterday at the Rotunda Hospital as the jury returned its verdict of unlawful killing for all 48 of the victims of the fire. And our reporter Barry White was there when the final verdict was read out.
The families of the Stardust will never walk alone. Today, they walk shoulder to shoulder, together standing tall, reflective of the giants and heroes they really are. Today, these families have made history. The formal record on the truth in 2024 is that these young people and children were unlawfully killed. The 48 that never came home have now come home. They are at home in peace, that justice has now been done and has seen to be done. Justice is truth in action. Justice for the 48.
Hi, my name's Louise McDermott and I'm representing my mother, Bridget McDermott, who lost her three children, Willie, George and Marcella, in the Stardust that awful night. Our mother is here. I don't know how she's still with us, but she is. And she was here today to get the unlawful killing for her three children. Very emotional day for all the families here, all of us for 43 years had to fight. And we shouldn't have had to have done that. They should have been sorted and done long ago. So we just like to say to the 48 now that we're taking you out of the flames, the darkness and the smoke of the Stardust. And we're bringing you back to the sunshine and the light and the music. And you're coming back to us, your home.
I lost my mum, Helena Mangan. I was only 4 years of age when she died. She went out one night to have fun with her boyfriend, John Stow, who also died that night and never came home. I've had to, for the last 43 years, wonder why and what happened to my mum that night. And today we got justice for her. We got the truth. And the truth is out there and we all know what happened that night. I've spent the last 137 days, am I? In court every day. So I know the truth. And I know what happened to my mother. And justice has been there today.
My name is Pat Dunn and I lost my brother, Brian Hobbs. Brian was the youngest, was our baby, and I was the second eldest, so I was like his mum. So at 77, I'm glad I'm here today to see justice for Brian Hobbs. Brian was number 29 for years, which was disgraceful. He's now Brian Hobbs, which is very important to me.
Hi, I'm Alison Croker. I'm the little sister of Jacqueline Croker, and I feel vindicated today. That we've got truth, we've got the justice, and now I think it's time that the Irish state actually apologise to each and every one of us for the systematic abuse that we've been put through, having to relive this ordeal over and over again. So to Dr. Cullinan, to the jury, to our legal team and to everyone that's standing here with us today, I like to say thank you for giving my sister back her identity.
And that was some of the families of the victims of those killed, those 48 who never came home, who were killed in the Stardust fire in 1981. Shane, I must say, I found yesterday very moving. I was moved close to tears a few times listening to the families that struggled for justice, but also their loss, their grief at losing. I mean, 16 to 27, that was the age of the victims involved in the Stardust fire, and how just dreadful it was for all of them. And I was nine. You know, we heard about it the following morning. That was the way it was with news back then. But I was 9 years of age when it happened. And I remember very clearly, because it was one of the few times I ever saw my mother cry. Her sister and was my aunt and my uncle and my cousins lived about 100 yards, maybe 200 yards from the Stardust. They lived on Kilmore Road there in Artane. And that whole community was devastated by this. And I remember the stories of people coming out of their houses and running to the scene of the fire, trying to help, trying to do anything that they could. And of, I suppose, tragedy upon tragedy, you know, babies losing parents, people losing sisters, one sibling surviving the fire, other people, you know, not. And I had a cousin who was actually out that night and his friends went on to the Stardust and he went home early. And it was as random as that, who lived and who died that night in Artain. And just a terrible, terrible tragedy for the whole country. One of the worst things that's probably happened in the history of the state.
Yeah, and look, it's kind of almost wrong to pick out voices because everyone in that Vox lost someone and was desperately affected by it. But I just, Bridget McDermott, looking at her yesterday outside, who lost three children, Marcella, 16, George, 18, William, 22. I mean, just what she's had to go through over the last 43 years. We heard Brian Hobbs' sister talking about he's not number 29 anymore. He's now Brian Hobbs. And it shouldn't have taken 43 years and we shouldn't have had that initial inquiry and its initial findings. And that it added insult to grievous injury and it shouldn't have taken 43 years to get to this day. But I suppose at least we have finally got to this day, but it shouldn't have taken as long, Ciara.
No, and I think probably that verdict, that unlawful killing verdict, has given some succour, some healing maybe to people. I certainly hope so, because lives were blighted, like Lisa Lawler, both her parents killed. She was 17 months old as a baby. The babysitter, who also had family caught up, her teenage babysitter caught up in the Stardust fire, ran to the scene of the fire. She was left overnight by herself in a house at 17 months with her parents dead because nobody thought to go to her simply because they were caught up in just a tragedy of sort of epic level. But anyway, look, our sincere condolences to all the families and indeed to the 48 that never came home. RIP.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.